Back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI, no Jones today. Billy Lanny has slid over. Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast is here until high noon. You can join us at 617-779-7937. But before we go any further, I do want to thank the New England Revolution, who have once again come through. Another kit.
This guy in his jerseys.
I love jerseys. The Revs know it, and I love the Revs. Tough result last night. Tough result last night for the Revs.
Oh, you're so in the bag for them now.
Of course I am. I mean. This is the, you can see it here, the 96. It's a throwback. That was the first year of the MLS. It's awesome. Do you want to...
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith, Fashion Police.
All right, Jones obviously isn't here. I'm going to give this... fittingly, a 96. I'm going to scale to 100.
Oh,
Bradford.
Wow.
We go 0 to 100 on these.
Wow.
I think they're scale. They're pretty badass. Landy, explain it to the listener.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm perfect at that. So so we got some stripes on the top. We got the Adidas stripes down the sleeve.
Yep.
We got a Revolution in blue with a white banner behind it. And then the bottom is a red color, but it's a... I don't know, what kind of red would you
call it? A red hue?
Yeah, it's got a red hue to it.
It's a red hue.
For us colorblind people, it looks orange.
It says Revolution in like their Revolution font. It's got a 96 on it. What are the people in the Twitch chat think? If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, you could see this bad boy. I really do enjoy it. I think it's a very good one.
What's your favorite? Power rank your team jerseys now. I know that
Revs won.
City Connect. That one you're wearing right
now. I do love the Red Sox City Connect.
Did put a fuss up about that City Connect.
I know.
I think
he walked so he could run when it came to this jersey.
No, the New England has, or the Boston teams have good uniforms. They do.
Can I tell you, at the All-Star game, we had a lot of great social media content. Right?
Yes, you did.
But the biggest post, the most viewed post, not even close. I had people coming up to me on the field saying, that crept into my feed. Like, that was so awesome. It was the picture of the Connor Siebold Red Sox jersey I saw.
Connor Siebold.
Had to have been related to
that
him.
That is a classic.
Yeah, no, I chased him down to get the whole story.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it wasn't that great. No. it was also not Connor Siebold.
Usually the chase is better than, you know, the actual kill. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937. George down in Texas. And Nick, once again. Oh, there we go. I got it. George, what do you got?
Hey, Rob. It seems to me the last 2-3 years, the bottom's dropped out a little bit post-All-Star break. I'm of a mind that it's a overtaxed bullpen realizing itself in August. And so I'm looking at this year. I don't see the bullpen starting pitcher splits through the All-Star break. But has there been enough from the starters to mitigate that post-All-Star break, or do you think they'll still need something internally? And then as a quick aside, I heard you talking about Eovaldi, you know, the 3-year contract. Is it true the reports that the Red Sox wanted Buehler for longer than 1 year, but Buehler bet on himself, wanted a 1-year deal, then to go back into the market next year? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you about Buehler. All I know is about Eovaldi. I think Eovaldi was their first choice in that spot, and, you know, they almost got him, but, you know, they gave him that extra year. With the bullpen, if you go back to last year, they were, once again, 10 games over .500. And in case we forget, they went to L.A. and then they went to Colorado. And I asked Breslow about this, lessons learned. You go into those series, you didn't have Slayton, you didn't have Martin. You knew that we didn't know that time. You didn't have Kenley in Colorado because of his heart condition. You didn't have the back end of your bullpen, and you were relying on Zach Kelly, who took a turn for the worse. And you lost half of those games because you did not do anything to help the bullpen. Like, that's where you have to protect yourself. And I do think, to answer your question, yeah, you have starters going deeper. There's no question about it. I mean, these crochet complete games, Giolito's playing well. By the way, a little Giolito fun fact.
Oh, another one? We got a lot of Giolito fun facts.
I know. I love giving you Giolito
fun facts. A Hollywood family, for God's sake.
Well, you know, as I told Pete Crow Armstrong the other day, yes, his mother acted with Pete Crow Armstrong's mother. Because as
that's
I texted
right, you told
you,
me this, yes.
Yeah, his mother was the mother of Little Big League. Giolito was, you know, the story that came out about how he prepares for his starts playing MLB The Show, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
And he's like, I don't necessarily love playing it.
It's film work.
But but he got so frustrated with his stamina rating that he contacted MLB The Show to fix it.
I don't think that's that crazy. I feel like that's
because
when the Madden ratings come out,
yeah,
players get fired up over
they
that
get
stuff,
real mad.
Your instincts are keen because in the Futures game, I said to this guy Noah Schultz, who was one of the White Sox top prospects, I'm like, aspirational goals. Lucas Giolito has that kind of cachet where he can change his rating. He's like, actually, I emailed them about me throwing 100, and then actually my teammate. He also emailed them with clips of him throwing.
Oh my God! Like, EA Sports is gonna be like, "Stop sending us stuff." Like, we got it. We're in charge of this. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But so, do you think bullpen arm is a bigger need than rotation?
No.
Okay,
no,
I think rotation.
I think because that exact reason. Like, you still need a guy that you can rely on because you don't know what Buehler's going to be. You don't know what Richard Fitz and Dobbins is out now, and you got to protect yourself if one of these guys takes a turn for the worse. But you do need a bullpen arm. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, I think you can't just say Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah.
Aroldis Chapman, yeah, he's great. He's bench pressing 350. Like, great, good for him. But it's you might take a turn for the worse, and you don't have Slayton, and you don't know what Hicks is going to be. Yeah, so I think that it's starter first, that second, and then making sure that your lineup continues to score 15 runs a game third.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Bill in Belchertown. Nick, I think you have to pot him up again. That's not working over here. Bill, what do you got?
Well, the thing I was calling about was Weatherspoon, Tyson Weatherspoon. They drafted him, and the Red Sox never go for pitchers. They got him at the 15th pick, and 9 shortstops were taken ahead of him. So he was really the fifth or fourth pitcher taken, big guy. And if you compare him to Crochet, what I looked up was the chances of a guy coming out of college going right into the pros without a day in the minors. And actually, Crochet has done that, and only few have done that. So why can't the Red Sox take this guy, do the exact same thing, and get him in the rotation? You're looking for an arm, put him there. And last thing is, I'm almost 70 years old. I was in Fenway Park in 1964 when Tony Canigliaro hit the first pitch he saw for his first home run in Fenway Park. I've been a Red Sox fan ever since. And he's the man, Tony C. That's all I got. Thank
That's
you.
Good stuff, Bill. Rack 'em. So they're not going to bring up the college kid
we
to
love
be in the
that,
rotation
though.
This year.
Remember Dermot
a lot of
Feldman?
Good stats, yeah.
Dermot Feldman, remember him?
No.
He was going to be the guy. But I think it was back in 2018, when they were making their runs, and he was like, everyone said, he's the closest to the majors. They draft this kid out of TCU, a reliever, in the third round. Everyone's screaming and yelling, Durbin Feldman's going to help save the bullpen, poor guy.
No. You know
Chris Sale did it.
Chris Sale never played in the minors?
No, Chris Sale, like, he...
Oh, came up with
that year.
Year
he was drafted.
John Olerud never played in the minors.
Ooh.
Hey, like that. Oh. Although I think he had like a rehab assignment late in his career, but he was one of those two guys. But no, I wouldn't worry about the draft necessarily. I love the passion and the Tony C shout out, but
can I do random baseball player of the day?
Hell
like,
yeah.
At some point before I leave?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I just
want to do you want to do it?
Do you have one on deck?
Yeah. Are you going to pick one or we're going
to? No, I want you guys to pick one. I want to see if I can do it.
Nick is struggling enough to find one for today. Now you're going to make him find a second one.
No, I'll do one. I'll do one that.
You know what you should do. You have to do an all-star.
Did you hear yesterday's?
I'll give you an all-star.
I mean, it's not named Scott Cooper.
Did you catch yesterday's? Did you catch yesterday's random player?
No.
You remember it off the top of your head? Some of the stats?
No.
Okay, no. I'll come up with one.
There's a one-time All-Star. He pitched for the Blue Jays and the Padres and the Cardinals. I remember that.
Blue Jays.
We're not doing yesterday's. Not doing yesterday's guy. It was Woody Williams. The answer is Woody Williams. All right, Jaron Duran. Does he finish the season with the Red Sox?
I think so. I think that the. You know, everyone knows that the Padres really love him. I mean, that's the
oh my God, every day there's a new article about how much
they
love him.
Goes back,
right? Okay.
He said this goes back to before last year. And so the wild card is that the GM of the Padres is a much better basketball playing version of Dave Dombrowski, AJ Preller. He is legit, like
good
he
basketball
is,
player.
He is known throughout baseball as a guy he basically he grabs reporters to say, "Do you know where I can play basketball at 6 o'clock in the morning?" On the road.
Guy's just a gamer.
He's a gamer. But he's not afraid to make trades.
All right.
And so that's the wild card in all of this. I will say this, is that Jaron Duran, and I've had players say this, if they trade Jaron Duran, there's going to be damage control in that clubhouse.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
This isn't Devers.
I don't think it's worth it. They like him. But then the next question would be, long term, Duran, Anthony, Rafael Abreu. How do you go about
that?
I think for this
season,
yeah, right. For this season, you can do it, but for beyond, you can't.
And I don't know if you know, these things have a way of figuring themselves out.
Sadly, someone's getting hurt. But but like to start next year, you don't want to have one of those guys not in the lineup.
No, they have to make a move.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I don't think there's any question. And think about it, you know, when it comes to the Devers thing. If they had Devers, you could make the argument Rafaela doesn't do what he's doing. Like, it's like, because they're tying themselves in the knots trying to figure out where to play guys.
Well, even Roman Anthony's DH'd a bunch of games already.
Yeah. I mean, Roman Anthony has been, if you talk about the most, if you want a power, I love a good power ranking.
Oh, same.
If you want a power rank, the most important things that have allowed them to do what they're doing recently, Roman Anthony is near the top of that list. They had to have a good Roman Anthony because they basically put him and said, go be Rafael Devers. And
yeah,
you know what?
Second in the order, DH a bunch of games. Yeah, he's been great.
Yeah. So anyway, with the Jaron Duran thing, I'll come back to it. I know that, as I told you last week, I know that they've introduced him to teams and talks, but they're also not blind to the fact is that this would be a serious damage control. And you do that, you take a huge chance. Remember a couple years ago, was it Devin Williams who was traded Milwaukee?
To the Yankees, right?
No, he signed with the or Josh Hader. Milwaukee made his trade. I think I'm sorry. It was Josh Hader.
To the Astros?
Yeah, so yeah. Josh Hader got traded. The Brewers are firmly in the playoff contention. They trade him, and like then they just hit the skids.
Yeah.
Like, that is a very real thing where you're like, what? And remember, the last example we have of this is Christian Vasquez.
Oh, the team that like
remember
a beauty about
Bogart.
It.
Oh, Bogart's like, all not, sad. Not happy. He was super sad.
Which, ironically, they should have traded Bogarts and not Vasquez. Or maybe both.
I mean, they held on to all those guys.
That was wild. Let's go to Dave on the Cape. He joins us next. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Can I suggest a trade, but you need to give me a minute to explain it?
Yeah, you take two.
Okay. So, Pittsburgh isn't going to let Paul Skeens go, right?
Well, I'm going to let you go.
No.
I was kidding. Go ahead, Dave.
Give me a minute. Yeah. So, they won't be able to pay him in 2 or 3 years because he's going to cost too much money for him.
Well, he's
and
under
if
team
wait
control
the end,
for like
he
five
did with
years.
Mookie,
but okay.
Oh, that long? Well, I was thinking it was shorter, but yeah. Like if you wait like Mookie, you get nothing for him in the long run, you know? So I was thinking trade a couple of our starters, a couple outfielders, and even Christian Campbell and maybe a pitcher to four guys that can start for Pittsburgh, and they would definitely, you know, be a better team, but...
All right, Dave. Thanks for the call.
I love fake trades.
Yeah. I love fake trades. I also love Paul Skeens, but we talked about this the other day. It probably will be like Chris Sale, but you're going to use him for way longer, then trade him with like a year or two left.
You
just make him the highest paid player of all time.
Yeah, you have five more years of Paul Skeens.
You do. They have him till like 2030. So they don't need to worry about this.
There's
going to
be a lot of Livy Dunn walking the red carpet with Pittsburgh Pirate Paul Skeens.
When Paul Skeens, I love they show him starting the All-Star game. ERA under 2, million strikeouts, 4-8 record. Like he's like lost like 1-0 games. Like he's just it's insane.
He is one of the guys though. We talk about the state of baseball and having the whatever the player that you need to see. Paul Skeens is that guy, right? But like
100%.
I remember. I almost in spring training. You hear Paul Skeens is pitching 2 innings in Bradenton. Well, I'll make the 2-hour drive to go watch him pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's not a lot of guys like that in baseball, but he's definitely one of them.
Definitely. All right, we can continue to take your phone calls at 617-779-7937. We'll also get a random baseball player for Bradford. Ooh. See how quickly.
By the way, it's National Tattoo Day.
Nice. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Where's my camera?
You're on
they're
Twitch.
Everywhere.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, just hold it up there. This camera's there. Yeah.
We're all tatted up in here. So
are you?
Yeah. Yeah, Seven Billy. Yeah.
You have a tattoo?
I got two on my back.
You do?
Yeah.
Things I did not.
What do you think this is?
How many tattoos you
have? I have four of them.
Four?
Yeah. Get in line, Bradford.
Oh, wow.
I got like all four of them when I might have been at like a fresh 18 or 19.
I was going to say, one of mine was at 18.
Mine was
and
like.
You could tell which.
Right. It was funny too because my dad's like, you never get a tattoo, never get a tattoo. And then once I turned 18, he stopped caring and I had four within like that 2-year span.
Yeah.
Those guys, you guys have tattoos? No?
I got two.
College Tom. There you go.
Real life. I'm a college grad, Keith. Come on.
That's how people know you.
A lot of money.
It's how people know you.
We
it's
going to
be your
name.
10 years from now, you're going to be College Tom.
Better than gambling, Tom.
It is better. Yeah, well,
I don't
what
know.
Do you got?
Gambling Tom's good. I got a cross on my ribs, and I got a shield in the back of my calf from my grandparents.
Ribs.
There you go.
Well, rib,
that one had to hurt.
Yeah, it was the first one of 18.
I just want everyone to celebrate.
I got the pain out of the way early.
It's not every day. You
know what they do now? These guys get knocked out now. There's like a whole story. Anthony Richardson, a couple years ago, the quarterback for the Colts, he got like his entire back tattooed, but he like got like knocked out.
Oh, yeah. That's Jared Duran did that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That doesn't count.
It
doesn't?
No, oh, you need to be awake for it.
Doing this, like, it hurt.
Oh, of course.
You know,
yeah, you got it in a weird spot. Like, it right weird up as in, right like, up in the sensitive spot.
How
yeah,
I would describe it as, after a little while, it's like somebody's poking a sunburn.
Yeah,
it's
yes,
like, that's right. Probably the best way I can describe excellent what it's analogy like to get a tattoo.
Yeah, sorry, right, please stop.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, we'll do random player and more of your phone calls. Bradford until noon here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI.